I thought practice was good today. Good start to the week. Obviously, we got a lot of work to do to get our plan right, to make sure that we're ready to go Monday night. But it was a good start, and we're excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, I was just kidding, going through numbers today and looking at the three and four. I don't know if y'all are working on them like that, three and four. But Hardy and Gabriel getting some contributions from them. How's that been? You know, Hardy's got a couple touchdowns, and Gabriel can run the ball and help out there.
Yeah, those two guys are huge for us. I mean, obviously, you know, we've got some great top-end guys in terms of Julio, Muhammad. But the depth at that position is key for us. When you can rely on guys like Justin in the red zone and on third downs and, allow Gabe to create explosive plays for us, both in the run game and the pass game, I think those guys have done a really nice job for us. So Sark's done a good job of keeping it balanced, mixing guys in, and all our guys have stepped up when they've had their opportunity. Well, I don't think it changes so much in terms of the scheme or anything like that. We trust both our guys, both in the run game. You know, I don't think anything changes in the run game for sure. I mean, I usually don't even think about who's in there when we're calling run plays. In terms of pass plays, their skill sets are a little bit different, but they're both really talented out of the backfield. So I don't think it changes all that much. It's nice to have both of them for sure. But I don't think it changes things too much.
Matt, what did you see? The numbers look really good when you're going on the run and moving and stuff like that. I'm sure. Are you happy with where those are right now?
Yeah, I think we've done a good job of getting outside the pocket and, creating some plays, kind of moving the launch point, changing the launch point. And so that's something that, I feel like I've done at a pretty good level my entire career. And it certainly fits into what we do in this game. It marries up pretty well with our run game and gives us another thing for defenses to have to, try and defend.
And this is a pretty, really good defense, really good front. Got Dwight Freeney out there now.
Yeah. Dwight's, obviously you haven't played with him. I mean, he's the pro's pro. I mean, unbelievable in terms of preparation, unbelievable pass rusher, good teammate. So he'll be tough to go against for sure. I know those guys will be well prepared in that front seven, in that D-line room.
Apologies for what might be a silly question, but with the Georgia Dome about to be imploded, what's your favorite memory of that place? I think I can probably predict if I just pick one game.
Yeah, one game. Be the last one there was a pretty good one. Playing in the NFC Championship last year, that was a fun memory of that dome. It'll be something I always remember. I think my first game in there, too, in the NFL was special, playing the Detroit Lions back in 2008. And first time playing in the NFL, that'll be a game I always remember too.
Do you remember your first vision, the first time you visited them? I don't know if it was a walkthrough, but in the preseason or something.
We used to do a thing with Mike Smith where we would do like a dry run right after we did Friday Night Lights. So it used to be the Saturday right after Friday Night Lights, and they would have like an event down at the stadium. That was the first time I really had ever been to the Dome. I don't remember much about that day, to be honest with you, but that was the first time I was down there.
And who was the second-string fullback? I didn't see him on the depth chart.
Second-string fullback today? No. Oh, Poe? he's a versatile guy, man. You got to watch out for him. I've seen him throw passes in the league, too. So we were lucky to have him in that situation. Did a great job for us, though, coming in, busting it open twice for us.